Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Simply the Brain, part of the DK Simply series, offers a fascinating foray into the complexities of the human brain, presented with DK's hallmark visual finesse and accessible language, designed for laymen but rich enough to appeal to those with the background in science. The book dives deep into the anatomy, function, and immense capabilities of the brain. The narrative takes readers from the microscopic details of neurons and synapses to the grand scale of how the brain affects our everyday lives. Through engaging visuals and crisp, concise text, readers gain insights into not only how the brain works, but also how it relates to emotions, memories, decision-making, and more. This makes it an invaluable tool for anyone looking to enhance their understanding of the human brain's role in shaping our behavior and identities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, brain structure and function. One of the foundational aspects covered in Simply the Brain is the intricate structure and multifaceted function of the human brain. Starting with the basics, the book explores the different parts of the brain, such as the cerebrum, cerebellum, brainstem, and limbic system, each responsible for various essential functions. The cerebrum, the largest part, handles complex cognitive tasks like reasoning, emotions, and memory. The cerebellum coordinates voluntary movements and balance, while the brainstem controls automatic functions vital to survival like breathing and heart rate. Lastly, the limbic system supports a variety of functions including emotion and behavior, long-term memory, and olfaction. The section not only describes these parts, but also the interconnectivity between them that allows for the remarkable coordination and performance of the human body. Secondly, neural mechanism and communication. Another core topic discussed is the neural mechanisms and how communication occurs within the brain. The book details how neurons, through their unique structure of axons and dendrites, communicate via synapses using both electrical and chemical signals. This fundamental process is the cornerstone of how the brain operates and affects everything from reflex actions to complex decision-making. Simply the Brain simplifies this complex web of neural interactions with clear diagrams and explanations, making it understandable how a physical structure translates into the immensity of human thought and action. The role of neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers like dopamine and serotonin and their impact on mood and well-being are also extensively explored. This discussion helps demystify the often complicated scientific jargon surrounding brain function. Thirdly, cognitive functions and development. Simply the Brain delves into cognitive functions including learning, memory, and decision-making. It provides a clear overview of how different brain regions contribute to these complex processes. The book examines theories of cognitive development, showcasing how cognitive abilities expand and change from childhood through adulthood. It further explains concepts like plasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, which is crucial during learning and after injury. This section not only sheds light on cognitive functions from a biological perspective, but also provides practical understanding relevant to educational and professional settings, emphasizing the brain's adaptability and capacity for growth and change. Fourthly, the brain and emotions. The emotional aspect of the brain is also thoroughly explored in Simply the Brain. This part of the book focuses on the limbic system, known as the emotional center of the brain, discussing how emotions are processed and regulated. It explains the connection between emotional states and physical reactions, illustrating how deeply our bodies and minds are interlinked. Additionally, mental health topics such as stress, anxiety, and depression are examined through the lens of brain chemistry and neural pathways. Understanding the biological basis of these conditions can contribute to greater empathy and more effective interventions. Lastly, impact of external factors on brain health. Lastly, Simply the Brain addresses external factors affecting brain health, such as nutrition, exercise, sleep, and the environment. The book highlights the importance of a balanced diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids, regular physical activity, quality sleep, and a positive, stimulating environment in maintaining optimal brain function. It discusses how these factors can influence cognitive abilities, mood, and overall mental health. The information encourages readers to adopt lifestyles that support brain health, integrating scientific findings into everyday life choices. This holistic approach underlines the fact that our brains are not isolated from the rest of our bodies or our external surroundings. In conclusion, Simply the Brain is essential reading for anyone interested in understanding the workings of the most complex organ in the human body. Whether you are a student, a professional in the field of neuroscience or psychology, or simply a curious individual, this book provides valuable insights that can enhance your awareness of your own cognitive processes and health. It demystifies complex science, presents it in a visually engaging format, and connects it with everyday experiences, making it particularly beneficial for those seeking to improve their lifestyle and mental well-being. The holistic view presented encourages readers to consider not only the biological aspects, but also the environmental impacts on brain health. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!